I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the final, the last, the oh, I don't even know where I was going with that, but welcome to the final episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. Guys, it's been a crazy year. It's been a great year. It's been a fun year. We've all had fun. We've all had a lot of ups and downs, turnarounds. As you guys know, we crowned a 3D FFL champion. And as you know, we will review the league championship matchup. And we will tell you who made it to the championship. We'll tell you what happened. But guys, it's the final Sunday. This is the final episode of the 3D FFL. I'm excited. It's a little bittersweet because, don't get me wrong, I would love to talk to you guys some more. I would love to talk to you guys every week, but that's what the original scheduled programming is for. We will go back to just sports and entertainment content after this week. But until then, let's talk about what everybody's here for. And what everybody's here for is to talk about the 3D FFL recap. We had a battle between the two top teams in the 3D FFL. We had a battle between Lions fan Team No Smoke, and we had a battle between Dylan Turpin, Team No Smoke. It was a good one, guys. It was a good one. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take an ad break early because it's not gonna be a long episode. So what I'm gonna do, guys. Oh no. Okay. Well, anyways, the championship for the league is going on as we speak. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys an ad now, and then we'll do another one in the middle, and then we'll get to the final league episode. I mean the final league segment, because I'm only talking about one episode today. I mean, God, why do I keep saying that? We're only talking about one matchup today. And that matchup is going to be the championship matchup between Who Wants to Smoke and Lions Fan Team No Smoke. Lions Fan Team No Smoke took on Who Wants to Smoke in the championship of the 3D FFL season number 2. So if you guys want to know what happened in that championship matchup, guys, stick around after this break right here. And when we come back from this break, we will tell you what happened, how it happened, and what's going to happen going forward. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to whoever made it to the championship. That is Keith Dyer. And that is Dylan Turpin. Shout out to both of you guys for getting to the championship. We appreciate you guys for playing. And when we come back from this break, we will talk about how that matchup went.
Yo, what it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time. And if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there. Now back to the show.
All right, guys, here we are. We are going to talk about the championship matchup for the 3D FFL season number 2, the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Championship for season number 2. We have Who Wants to Smoke and we have Lions Fan Team No Smoke. So we had one team that was about to smoke. We had one team who didn't even want to smoke. And the team that didn't even want the smoke ended up being the best team in the league this year. So tell me how that happens. When I was originally, officially, and obviously the best team in the league. I'm just kidding. Pause. But anyways, like I said, Who Wants to Smoke? Lions Fan Team no Smoke. We had a matchup. Who Wants to Smoke had Kyler Murray, Saquon Barkley, Zaire White, Chris Olave, Justin Jefferson, Evan Ingram, Chuba Hubbard, Atlanta's defense, and Jake Elliott in his starting lineup. And Lions Fan Team No Smoke had Josh Allen, Christian McCaffrey, Kyren Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Brandon Ayuk, Kyle Pitts, Chris Godwin, Chicago's defense, and Evan McPherson. So, the championship matchup, guys, for who wants to smoke and Lions fan team no smoke was this. Kyler Murray, 23.6 points. Josh Allen, 21.1. Saquon Barkley for who wants to smoke, 8.8. Christian McCaffrey, 13.1 for Lions fan team no smoke. Zaire White, 15.6. Kyren Williams, 30.1. Chris Olave, 5.6. Amon Ross St. Brown, 22.1. Justin Jefferson, 10.9. Brandon Ayuk, 24.4. Evan Ingram, 12 points. And Kyle Pitts, 1.5. Chuba Hubbard, 11.1. Chris Godwin, 17.1. Atlanta's defense, negative 3. Chicago's defense, 11. Jake Elliott, 8 points. Evan McPherson, 5 points. So that's who wants to smoke with Kyler Murray, 24 points. Saquon with 9. Zaire White with 15. Chris Olave with 5. Justin Jefferson with 11. Evan Ingram with 12. Chuba Hubbard with 11. Atlanta's defense with negative 3. And Jake Elliott with 8. Lions fan team no smoke had Josh Allen with 21.1. Christian McCaffrey with 13. Kyren Williams with 30 points. Amon Ross St. Brown with 22. Brandon Ayuk with 24. Kyle Pitts with 1.5. Chris Godwin with 17.1. Chicago's defense with 11. And Evan McPherson with 5. Guys, leading to a grand total of who wants to smoke 92.68 to Lions fan team no smoke doing what everybody I think thought he was going to do throughout the year, especially at the end, taking the 3DFFL season number 2 championship and crowning himself the king until next year with 145.46 points. Keith Dyer, 11 and 3. Keith Dyer, best team in the league, highest scoring team in the league, clinched the playoffs, number 1 seed. Congratulations to Keith Dyer. It was a dynamic season for your roster. You had issues at the beginning, started off 0-2, rattled off 11-1. So congratulations, man. If nobody else deserved it, you deserved it. It was a hell of a season. It was a hell of a championship route that you just, you know, embarked on. And we appreciate the fact that, you know, you tried so hard. We wish we could have had you on, but we've been so busy with music. We've been so busy with so many things, man, that I was busy the last, you know what I'm saying, since the season ended. This is the first chance that I've actually gotten to get on the podcast and actually, like, record and, like, put things down. And this is the first time I've even been able, I was setting my lineup 10 minutes before we had to, I was setting my championship lineup 10 minutes before the championship game. You know what I'm saying? That's literally how little time I have had. But the championship game in the league will be talked about in the other segment. For now, we have Keith Dyer, who ended up winning the entire thing. That is Lions fan team no smoke. We thank you for your participation. You could come on here or you could confirm, but your payment has been made through LeagueSafe. Guys, next year we look forward to a lot of different changes, specifically changes in the lineup format. We are going to get rid of one running back. We are going to add, instead of a flex player, we're going to add an OP, and we are going to add one defensive player as well. So instead of having two running backs, a flex, and just the defense, we're going to have one running back instead of a flex and OP. And we're going to have a defensive player added on top of the defense. Because this has been our motto for probably the last two, three years in the original league. If you've listened the last 2 years, you've heard how it goes. But running backs are a little scarce of a commodity. And I like full lineups. I like being able to have the option to either run your two running back system, your three wide receiver system, or even a two quarterback system if you would like to. Obviously, nobody really runs the tight end, the two tight end, but it'll happen here and there. But you could also run the tight end with the flex, so that's not really important. That's not what we're talking about. But anyways, guys, like I said, expect a lot of changes. Expect changes to the pay model, you know, the pay scale. Next year, we're going to start recruiting a lot earlier. We're going to start asking people to join a lot earlier. So we're gonna make big, big, big leagues, guys. Like, we're going to make big leagues. We might have our $100 entry. We're going to have a $250 entry, and we're going to have a $500 entry. If anybody's really, really about it, we'll have a $1,000 entry, and we'll figure out how that goes. You know what I'm saying? But guys, we are going to do real big things. Next year is going to be a big year, and we're going to have the gifted and gorgeous models and business partners help us, you know, help us promote, help us recruit. So we would love to have you guys back. It's only going to get better. It's only going to get bigger. It's only going to become more of an experience. As I have told you guys all year, you caught us at ground zero. We have yet to build. We have yet to grow. This is literally us laying the foundation, and then we start building on top of it. So don't miss out on when the house starts going up. Don't just be here for when the cement concrete is laid. Stick around next year, the following year. If you can't, you know what I'm saying? If you need a cheaper league, if you want a more expensive league, guys, talk to me. I'm here. You know what I'm saying? We're only going to grow. We're only going to add people to the show. We're only going to add different branches, layers, segments, different things like that. So I look forward to next year already. I look forward to recruiting already. Everybody, if you haven't joined the Discord server, it's free right now. It's free. Next year, it might not be. Once the league starts next year, it might not be free. Jump in now. I'm telling you guys, we are going to move from free on Discord, to a subscription. We're gonna have to run these subscription methods, guys. We have to. We got to survive as a platform. We got to survive, you know. We got to continue supporting the music, continue supporting my kid, you know what I'm saying? So we got to figure out ways to actually profit off of this platform. So a lot of things are going to change next year, and I hope, for those of you who get scared off by that fact, I apologize. For those of you who stick around and continue and choose to support us, thank you. But until next year, guys, we got our champion, Lions Fan Team No Smoke, Keith Dyer. Keith, you'll be able to talk you know what I'm saying, whenever you want to. If you ever want to get on the podcast, if you want to get on the opening episode of next year, we will make sure it happens. Join the Discord at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Join it. Make sure you get in now, because once we get in there, you can only get in through subscription, like I told you. So, guys, thank you for listening. It was another episode, the final episode. If I don't talk to you guys ever again, I appreciate you for sticking with me for 20 weeks this week. As crazy as it was, thank you. Follow us on Spotify at DIG. Follow us on Rumble at Designed I Gifted. Follow on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted. So thank you again. Last time, we'll catch you on the other side of this break. If you would like to check out the championship review for the league, that is DIG's Personal Family and Friends Fantasy Football League, we will be there, guys. If not, we'll catch you next year. Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chotch with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chotch with the Heat, on YouTube at Chotch with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chotch with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chotch with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low, Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. All right, guys, we are back. We're back. We're back. We're back. This is the league coverage. We're covering DIG's personal family and friends fantasy football league. We're going to go through the playoff bracket and we're going to go through the championship matchup and we're going to tell you how it's going to go. We're going to tell you what it looks like and who we think is going to win. And also, we're going to go through the playoff bracket, talk about the matchups that happened. And, you know, we'll finish it off there. But like I said, Sunday, the championship matchup is actively happening right now. The Cowboys play at 3:25. I'm doing this at 1 o'clock. So hopefully we'll be done. We'll be drinking a Twisted Tea or something, watching the Cowboys game, just enjoying a good old time. You know, so I go back to work tomorrow. I do not look forward to that. So I'm going to enjoy my Sunday. I'm going to put this podcast out. It'll be uploaded at the end of today or in the middle of the day. You guys can enjoy it with some football, with some nachos, whatever y'all choose to eat, wings, beer, alcohol, whatever y'all want to do. So in round one of the playoffs, guys, for the league, we had the number one seed Sleeper Nation. We had the number two seed Design Gifted. We had the number three seed To Infinity and Bijan. We had the number four seed Strange Animals. And we had the number five seed Team No Fine Please. In the first round, Sleeper Nation advanced automatically with the best lineup in the league, 9-6, and a bye week in week one. In week two, in round one, the number two seed Design Gifted, 9-6 as well, also had a bye week, advancing automatically. The two matchups that we had were the number five seed Team No Fine Please and Strange Animals, number four seed. That's 170-113, Strange Animals advancing. And the second matchup we had was To Infinity and Bijan, the number three seed, taking on Team Quater Tots, the number six seed. And Team Quater Tots coming up with the big upset victory, taking down the number three seed from the number six seed with 117.8 points to 100 points, leading us into round two, where it was the number one seed against the number four seed, Sleeper Nation versus Strange Animals. And it was the number two seed versus the number six seed, Design Gifted versus Team Quater Tots. The number two seed and number six seed, 9-6, Design Gifted taking down Team Quater Tots 6-9, 129.12 to 114.2. And Sleeper Nation, 9-6, falling to the number four seed, 8-7, Strange Animals, 160 to 104.5. Thus, leaving us with the Brother Bowl. Out of all the different possibilities, guys, that could have happened, the Signs household having a matchup, the two best lineups in the league having a matchup, the two upsets, you know, whatever the case may be. We ended up for the first time in the league history with the 3 and the D to the 3 and D Signs and Sports podcast ending up in the Fantasy Football Championship, in the League Championship. The number 2 seed, Design Gifted, 9-6, taking on the number 4 seed, Strange Animals, 8-7. And that game, as I told you guys, is actively and currently going as we speak. The championship game for the league. This is championship weekend. Strange Animals starting Dak Prescott, Rashad White, Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Cole Kmet, Michael Pittman Jr., Frank Oluokun, Las Vegas' defense, and Cairo Santos. For Design Gifted, the D to the 3 and D, we have Justin Fields, Breece Hall, C.D. Lamb, D.K. Metcalf, Jake Ferguson, Tyreek Hill, C.J. Mosley, Dallas' defense, and Jason Sanders of the Miami Dolphins. This is going to be an interesting matchup because we have Dak Prescott, an established quarterback, having to win today's game. You got Justin Fields, rookie quarterback who's only had 2, 3, 4 good games. Rashad White, the number 2 running back in fantasy football, versus Breece Hall, the number 4. Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, instant classic matchup. Amon-Ra St. Brown, DK Metcalf, probably the 2 best wide receiver 2s in football. As far as like in fantasy football in this scenario. Cole Kmet, Jake Ferguson, both formidable tight ends. Michael Pittman and Tyreek Hill is, I think, where we are going to really separate ourselves. Because if we have CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf, Tyreek Hill, I think that is a better trio than Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Michael Pittman. But you never know what'll happen. Frank Oluokun, C.J. Mosley could go either way. Las Vegas defense, Dallas defense. Obviously, Dallas' defense has been one of the best in the league this year. Top 5, I think they're number 3. And then Cairo Santos and Jason Sanders. Championship weekend, the league. This might not be the last episode because we might jump on just to recap it. Because as we talk about it, it's currently happening live. Like, people are already scoring points. Saturday's game already happened. But I'm not going to give y'all any of that information. All you got to know is it's going to be a doozy. It's going to be a classic. And the winner of this matchup goes on to become the first 2-time double champ in league history. The winner between Design Gifted and Strange Animals goes on to become the first double champ in league history. So it's gonna be fun, guys. Rightfully so, this is the matchup. I think we're the 2 best fantasy football players in this league. There's a lot of competitors, a lot of people who are really good, but I've been in the championship the last 2 years, 3 years, 3 years, and I should have won last year. So I should have 3 rings already. Everybody should have quit. You know what I'm saying? The 3-peat should have been in full effect. But I'm just kidding at the end of the day. It's going to be something to watch. It's going to be going back and forth all week. I believe everything should be finished by tonight at 11:30. 11 o'clock, 11:30. The entire matchup should be done. There's not a single Monday night game happening. There's not a single anything that goes past 7:20 at Sunday. You know, we will have a champion by Monday. So I look forward to seeing what happens, guys. That's really all we got to talk about. I guess the final thing that I'm going to say is in the final standings projections, we had Strange Animals expected to draft day expected to finish number 1. And we had Design Gifted draft day expected to finish number 8. And those are the 2 teams that made it to the league championship this year. So, as I've always told you guys, final standings projections don't mean as much as you want them to. As good as it looks, as fun as it is to be projected number 1, it still takes the work. So I think that's all. I think that's all we got to say. I think that's all that we have to cover for the 3DFFL. I think that's all we have to cover for the league. Guys, as you know, donation support to the podcast, you can donate at Signs and Sports Podcast on Cash App. But until then, and otherwise, that is it for the 3DFFL season number 2, and we will find out who the champion is as of tomorrow for the league. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for season 2. Thank you for helping us and supporting us and trusting us with your hard-earned money. We look forward to, again, the changes that are coming next year, actually making money, profiting off of the business model. And we look forward to y'all's support throughout the year as well. You know, we will resume sports and entertainment content after, you know, probably after the Super Bowl. We'll probably get back to sports and entertainment. And I think the first episode we're going to do is either a Drake Top 10 episode or a J. Cole Top 10 episode. And we'll get back rolling with that. We are also, big news, breaking news, we are 7 after this episode. We are 6 episodes away from our 100th episode of the podcast. 100 episodes, 2 years. You know what I'm saying? 50 episodes a year. That's pretty good. So, yeah, stick around. 6 more episodes. You can celebrate 100 episodes with us, guys. We look forward to wherever this goes, however this goes. Keith, just a reminder, big dog, you said you're going to donate some of those winnings, so we'll be expecting $999 in our cat. I'm just kidding. But guys, enjoy y'all's weekend. Enjoy the new year. Happy new year. Happy 2024. Much blessings, much love. We were grateful for everything. We had so many listeners across the world, across the country. We look forward to getting back at it ASAP. So don't give up on us. Trust us one more year. That's all we need. 100th episode coming soon. Follow us on Spotify at DIG or on Rumble at Designed I Gifted. Also on Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted. All right, guys, I'm out of here. We'll talk to y'all next year.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.